Tim Westwood, local hero.
So today, Mr. Tim Westwood, our local hero, is off to do another local hero activity. Hello, Mr. Tim Westwood.
Baby.
Hello, how are you, Tim?
I'm exhausted.
You are tired, aren't you? It's your second day of being a local hero and already you are absolutely shattered. Would you like to explain what today's local hero activity involves?
Well, me and Scott Mills, we are attempting to clean Father Thames's bottom.
How lovely.
And it's pretty rough out there. I mean, I've been out there working hard. So far, I've got a Q-tip.
Nice.
I found a broken bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy... It's a bit difficult to explain. There was like this bicycle tyre, but half the tyre was buried underneath whatever's out here. Is this soil or mud or something? Anyway, and this guy obviously worked on an allotment,
right,
with growing potatoes, because he seemed to have one of those pitchforks digging it up, and I tried to help him, which was the worst mistake of my life.
Oh, no.
And I have physically exhausted myself trying to get this tyre out. We actually left it because we just gave up. And it's hard to know what... I don't know, you haven't experienced this yet, but you don't know what's dirt and what isn't. Are you meant to collect wood?
Ooh.
Is wood... what about bricks? Are you meant to collect bricks? There's a lot of bricks out there.
I think
wood.
Also, they said what we can find, we can keep.
Oh,
wow.
Well, I'm keeping this Q-tip then. I'm taking this Q-tip home and I'll wash it off and use it on my ear.
Oh. That is lovely, Westwood.
Well, I'm keeping that.
Now, Westwood, tell me this. Are you wearing box fresh white trainers to clean the River Thames as a volunteer today?
No, they actually give you some standard issue steel cap Wellington boots, which come in all half sizes. So I'm actually walking a size 11, so I'm quite good. But I'm fully coordinated with the rest of my stuff.
Of course you are, of course.
In my lather, fetching green. I mean, how would you describe me? Like a big green booger.
Yeah, it's like an oversized pack-a-mac.
Yeah, pack-a-mac, yeah.
Now, very Scott, this is the second activity you've had to do. It's sort of involving
Scott's
sewage.
Scott's just arrived. Can I just be quite honest with you? Scott has just arrived by cab, you know, came here in all luxury.
Yeah.
He's fanning around, catching a tan, and he's about to leave, from what I understand.
Really?
It's
Scott,
a massive
that's not
con
what volunteering involves. Why are you copping out early?
He's actually having a cappuccino in a Riverside cafe while we're down at the front. He's eating a sandwich. Look what those guys are bringing in. They have got
tires.
Like 2, 4, 6, 8 tires on a sort of metal thing, and they're carrying it in. Like they're going to cook it on a massive barbecue or something.
There's loads
I don't know what
of
they're
rubbish
going to do.
Down there. Look, Westwood, I'd like to give you another little challenge, if that's possible.
Tremendous. What's that? A large cappuccino with Scott?
No, I'm afraid that is not going to happen. I want
with
you a, and Scott to
with
both...
With a couple of croissants.
to
the challenge is
involved.
2 croissants and 2 cappuccinos at one of these rather cheeky little Riverside cafes.
That is not what volunteering's about, and you know it, Mr. Westwood. What I would love for you both to do is... To sort of
yes.
go head to head and both try and have a route around for the next 3 songs and see who finds the best thing down there.
What is your definition of the best thing?
I think we'll all know when you come sort of scavenging out of the Thames holding something that's better than a Q-tip, essentially.
Better than a Q-tip, which has made a bigger contribution towards being a local hero.
Exactly. So if you could please do that, that'd be wonderful.
To be fair, Fern, I have just arrived, but I am going to muck in now.
Get mucking in,
Scott.
I see
no evidence of that. He has not
got wellies on.
You've got wellies, but they're those ones you wear in Chelsea for the flower show. You're not built for this. This isn't what you do, Scott. This is not what you go in and do.
Well, look, get stuck in, you two.
I'm used to hanging out with the rats down by the riverside.
Well, look, you get to it. Get stuck in, and I'll talk to you in 3 songs and see what amazing things you found in the River Thames, all right?
Okay.
Get to it.
Okay,
get your wellies on. We can find.